British astrologist Caroline Faulkner published her book, The Signs, Decode the Stars, Reframe Your Life, to help people understand themselves better through astrology. She also launched the website Dynamic Astrology, a useful tool to check your birth chart and interpret it yourself. When Speak Up met with Faulkner, she began by telling us about her early years in astrology.
I'd always been fascinated with astrology, but I never found a way to learn. And all the people that I knew who knew astrology, they wouldn't give up the secrets. And then I studied it for a long, long time, but it wasn't until 2014 that I had this idea that I had to share it. I didn't actually set out to do it either. I just sort of fell into it.
And says Faulkner, astrology can help us deal with the high level of stress we are exposed to today.
I do have a heightened sense of awareness. And I think a lot of people these days, especially children, do, because they're so bombarded by internet, phones, people. And it's completely overwhelming. People have meltdowns, especially children who are just not equipped to deal with that level of stimulation.
According to Faulkner, taking care of one's mind is essential because it enables us to connect with the authentic part of ourselves.
Astrology is very subjective, so everything is subject to interpretation, depending on the mind that's viewing the information. In terms of using astrology in our everyday lives, I think it's best not to get fanatical about it. So you have to take care of your mind first, because your mind creates your life, it creates your future. And so in terms of taking care of the mind, meditation is key.
While she is an astrologist by trade, Faulkner believes that one should have compassion for everyone, skeptics as well as believers.
It's important not to judge people and also not to get cross if people are not open to astrology. It's really important that we have compassion for people with closed minds, because the reason they have closed minds, even if they're coming across as the most intelligent scientist on the planet, is fear.